KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The Trump administration's pick to be the top federal law enforcement officer in Alaska is a veteran financial crimes prosecutor who has worked in the Alaska U.S. Attorney's Office since 2020. Michael J. Heyman's appointment is pending Senate confirmation, and he can serve on an interim basis for up to 120 days. According to a Justice Department statement yesterday announcing the appointment, Heyman has 24 years of legal experience and won the Department of Justice Director's Award in 2023 for his work. Heyman's predecessor, S. Lane Tucker, leaves the role in the wake of a scandal involving a federal judge and two federal prosecutors with whom he allegedly had secret, inappropriate relationships. The U.S. Attorney's Office, under Tucker's leadership, was under investigation related to the scandal. The statement Monday from the U.S. Attorney's Office did not mention Tucker, and a spokesperson later said Tucker had resigned in early February. The Trump administration imposed tariffs on goods imported from Canada and Mexico today. That's after the White House paused the policy 1 month ago. And Alaskans, including in the border towns of Skagway and Haines, are bracing for impact. Avery Elfelt with the Alaska Desk has more.
Mike Healy owns Skagway Brewing Company. It's the biggest restaurant in the small coastal tourist town and one of the few that's open right now. He says tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods could hit his operation in a range of ways. The obvious one is food prices.
Well, we know that our food costs are going to go up, our purveyors have indicated. So, much of our produce comes from Mexico. So, you know, that's going to be for Skagway Brewing Company, but also just general public.
Trump first unveiled his proposed tariffs in early February. He said he would slap 25% tariffs on goods imported from Canada and Mexico and 10% tariffs on goods from China. The administration then paused the policy after Canada and Mexico agreed to take steps to crack down on border security and drug trafficking. Now, an even bigger concern is that the Trump administration's policy could blunt the flow of visitors from the town's nearest neighbor, Canada. Healy says Canadians may acknowledge that towns like Haines and Skagway have no control over the policy, but it's too soon to say how it will all take shape.
The biggest one that we fear is visitors. You know, there's a movement in a lot of Canada to boycott travel to the U.S. as a result of the tariffs and a couple other things. And we don't know how that's going to play out.
The same could be true in Haines. The borough's tourism director, Rebecca Hilton, said in a text message that while at an outdoor adventure and travel show in Vancouver over the weekend, she spoke with at least a dozen people who are sympathetic to the two communities, but have still chosen not to travel to Alaska this year. In Skagway, I'm Avery Elfelt.
This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
North Rim Bank, helping power the businesses that power Alaska with customized solutions. More at northrim.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include CFP, Certified Financial Planner Professionals, committed to acting in their clients' best interests. Learn more at letsmakeaplan.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
You're listening to statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. 33 sled dog teams raced out of Fairbanks yesterday onto the longest Iditarod Trail in history. As Shelby Herbert with the Alaska Desk reports from the starting line, the last-minute plan to change the route went off without a hitch.
It's a balmy 40 degrees at the front of Pike's Waterfront Lodge, and the melty snow under the dogs' booties is starting to look a little like mashed potatoes. Iditarod CEO Rob Urbach says he's optimistic about the race ahead, but he acknowledges the strain of making big changes to the route on such short notice. The race start was moved up to Fairbanks due to dismal snow on the normal route in Willow.
There's always challenges. We're synonymous with challenges, and this year, clearly, the university even decided to have, hey, we need more challenges to try to overcome. So we try to laugh at adversity and focus our energies on just getting it done.
The day is full of superlatives. Race officials say this is turning out to be the warmest Fairbanks start on record. It's also the longest Iditarod Trail yet, Plus, this year's field of 33 teams is tied with the smallest in race history. And it's the 100-year anniversary of the 1925 serum run to Nome, when sled dog teams relayed antitoxin from Nenana to Nome to combat a diphtheria outbreak. This year's race will mirror the historic route. That significance isn't lost on Willow-based musher Gabe Dunham.
The history of mushing that basically came in and helped save so many lives is, like, I get goosebumps whenever you talk about it. And that is the history of these dogs. They were modes of transportation and everything, and it just encompasses everything that Iditarod is standing for.
She says the race is also the sum of the support it gets from sponsors and fans. There's one such dog sled superfan in this crowd, huddling next to the fence with her mom. But 9-year-old Lucy Lee isn't rooting for any musher in particular. She's solidly team dog.
I just love dogs. I just love them so much.
Further up the line, there are a few people carrying signs who are less happy about what they're seeing. It wouldn't be the Iditarod without PETA protesters, and the last-minute restart didn't throw them off course. Here's John DeLeonardo, who flew out from New York.
I think it's time that we evolve this tradition to something more humane and leave the dogs out of it.
Fairbanks musher Jason Mackey is the first step to the starting line, and grateful for it. He was also the first out when he raced this year's Yukon Quest sled dog race. He scratched on the quest, he says, due to poor weather conditions. But this time, Mackey says he feels like the gold is in reach.
My goal, it's everybody's goal, whether they tell you it is or not. It's to get to Nome healthy with a healthy team, but my goal is to get to Nome first. I'm not saying I'm going to win the race. I'm not saying I'm not going to, but that's my goal. I'm not here to mess around.
He feels like his team is in great shape to run, and they're all Iditarod veterans, like him. Well, all but one.
I do have one dog in there. His name is Flash. He's a team dog that has never done this before. He's a 3-year-old, but he's an all-star 3-year-old.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And just after 11 a.m., Mackey and his experienced team and MVP Flash charged through the corridor of cheering spectators and into the taiga beyond, with over 1,000 miles of snow and ice between them and the finish line in Nome. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Shelby Herbert.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place.
Just wait.
And good morning, everybody out here in paradise. It's another beautiful day, as always. I expected some snow today, but looks like we didn't have any, and we don't have much up here anyway. It's not really much different than Seattle. So we'll start out with Loretta Lynn with First City, and then Willie Nelson with Hands on the Wheel, the other hand on a beer. No, that's not part of it. Hands on the Wheel. And then Ernest Tubbs with Mean Mama Blues. Here's Loretta.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a-saying my baby's a saint, cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fist City. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're a hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a-saying my baby's a saint, cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fist City. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna.
At a time when the world seems to be spinning hopelessly out of control, there's deceivers and believers and old in-betweeners that seem to have no place to go. Well, it's the same old song, it's right and it's wrong, and living is just something that I do. And with no place to hide, I looked in your eyes and I found myself in you. I look to the stars, tried all of the bars, and I'm nearly gone up in smoke. Now my hand's on the wheel of something that's real, and I feel like I'm going home. And in the shade of an oak down by the river sat an old man and a boy, setting sails, spinning tails, and fishing for whales with a lady they both enjoy. Well, it's the same damn tune, it's the man and the moon, it's the way feel about you. And with no place to hide, I looked in your eyes and I found myself in you. And I looked to the stars, tried all of the bars, and I've nearly gone up in smoke. Now my hand's on the wheel of something that's real, and I feel like I'm going home. Lord, there's lots of mean women on almost any street. But I got the meanest mama that ever walked on 2 feet. That gal is so low down, I often wonder why. Lord, she's so low down, I often wonder why. That she keeps on living, I guess she's too mean to die. De-o-de-lady. Now you trifling women always say you love your men. Lord, you trifling women always say you love your men. And when he goes out the front door, the back door lets a new man in. Oh, maybe two of them. De-o-de-lady. Oh, pick it out there, sweetie. There's two things in this world that I don't understand. Lord, there's two things in this world that I don't understand. One of them's a woman, the other one's a man. I'm gonna buy me a pistol, I think I'll get a 44. Gonna buy me a pistol, I think I'll get a 44. And when I get through shooting, that gal won't step no more. De-o-de-lady, oh lady.
Yeah, up next here we have Zeke Manners with Sioux City Sue, there it is. After that, to Kathy Mattea with I'm on Your Side, then Alabama with Born Country.
I drove a herd of cattle down from old Nebraska way. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a gal in Iowa, her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was, she said Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue, I swapped my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. I asked her if she had a beau, she said yes, quite a few. But still I started courting my sweet Sioux City Sue. The first time that I stole a kiss, I caught her stealing too. I asked her, did she love me? She said, indeed I do. Sioux City Sue, baby, your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I swapped my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue, baby, there ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. I'm admitting Iowa, I owe a lot to you. Cause I come from Nebraska to find Sioux City Sue. I'm gonna rope and tie her up, I'll use my old lasso. I'm gonna put my brand on my sweet Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. Swap my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
Free. clear creeks and cool mountain mornings, honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. And you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country.
Yeah, up next we have, let me figure this out here, a little Jimmy Dickens with Take an Old Coat, Tater. And then after that, Ricky Skaggs with Highway 40 Blues. And then Waylon Jennings with his version of MacArthur Park.
When I was a little boy around the table at home, I remember very well when company would come. I would have to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. Preachers, they would come to stay a while with us. I would have to slip around and raise a little fuss, in fear that I would spill the beans or break the china plate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. Well, I thought that I'd starve to death before my time would come. All that chicken they would eat and just leave me the bun. The feet and neck were all that's left upon the china plate. It makes you pretty darn weak to take an old cold tater and wait. Well, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
Well, these Highway 40 blues, I've walked holes in both my shoes, counted the days since I've been gone, and I'd love to see the lights at home. Time and money too, squandered youth in search of truth, but in the end I had to lose. The Lord above paid my dues. Got the Highway 40 blues, the highway call when I was young, told me lies of things to come. Fame and fortune lies ahead, the billboard like it said. Shattered dreams, my mind is numb, my money's gone, stick out my thumb. My eyes are filled with bitter tears, Lord, I ain't been home in years. Got the Highway 40 blues.
Step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and were pressed in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants. All the sweet green ice flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain, but I don't think that I can tell. take it. Love took so long to bake it. I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. I recall a yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. And birds like tender babies in your hands, and old men playing checkers by the tree. Melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain, but I don't think that I can take it. Lord, it took so long to bake it. I'll never have that recipe again. There will be another song for me, and I will sing it. There will be another dream for me, someone will bring. I will taste the wine while it is warm, and never let you catch me looking in the sun. But after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one. I will take my life into my hands, and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose it. I will let my passions flow like rivers from the sky. But after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, I'll still be. Wondering why I thought the park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain, but I know that I can take it. Lord, it took so long to bake it. I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. No. Oh,
haven't heard that in a long time. Coming up next, we have Bill Anderson with Can I Come Home to You? And then Hank Williams with My Love for You Has Turned to Heck. And then after that, Dave and Sugar with The Door Is Always Open.
If I'll be a good boy and always say please, if I promise to do all the right things, like get down on my knees, and do everything you want me to do. Can I come home to you? Baby, I know I acted ugly. Oh, how dumb can I be? Really, I'm sorry. Just look at me. See? And I'm so lonesome. Are you lonesome too? Can I come home? If I cross my heart and I hope to die, to never, never hurt you or tell you a lie, then will you forgive me? I'm begging you to. Can I come home to you?
I receive.
paper and to see you've married good and to know that he can give you all the things I never could.
But you know that he won't give me what I need most of all. Well, the door is always open and the light's on in the hall. Yes, the door is always open.
Lying in his bed when he begs for your attention, will you think of me instead?
And when he reaches out to touch me, will my face turn toward the wall? Yes, the door is always open. Yes, the door is always open, and the light's on in the hall, and you know that I'll be waiting when you finally come to call. Yes, the door is always open.
Yeah, we're coming up to the top of the hour, of course, and we have Bonnie Raitt with Spit of Love and Billy Walker with Bear With Me a Little Longer, and we might have a little time for the Monkees with Sunny Girlfriend.
There's a howling at my window, I hear him closing in. Green-eyed jackal's got the scent, knows I'll let him in. Slinks in by me at the fire, more bitter than the cold. And it's a rage as old as Hades that'll sputter on these coals. Stick around some more. Something about that hollow in your eyes, the darkness at the core. But it's got me slowly turning, and I'm basting on the bone. But I'm skewered like some drunken fool, and juices are my. Quiet, singing it back upon the fire.
want, but it's lying just the same. There's no mercy in these ashes, baby, when your love's a crying shame. And they're howling in the moonlight, baby, they're here to call my love. Wondering if there'll ever come a day when I'll have finally had enough. But I'm calling on the furies to let the toast begin. Roasting on the spit of love again.
Been alone. Bear with me a little longer. Seems like everything I do turns out all wrong. Bear with me a little longer. It hasn't been easy, I know. At least up to now. But if you'll understand me, have faith in what I'm trying. I know we'll make it somehow. I'll say a prayer for us tonight. I pray that your love will grow stronger, and then everything will be all right. Bear with me a little longer. I've heard it said a million times, you can't have heaven on earth. The law of average says things will get better. We've already been through the worst. I'll say a prayer for us tonight. I pray that your love will grow stronger, and then everything will be alright. Bear with me a little longer.
Heads up to everyone. The Alaska Board of Fisheries is accepting proposed changes to the subsistence, personal use, sport, guided sport, and commercial fishing regulations for the Bristol Bay, Arctic, Yukon, Kuskokwim, Alaska Peninsula, Aleutian Islands, Chinook, and statewide finfish management areas. Finfish includes salmon, herring, trout, other freshwater finfishes, and groundfish, including Pacific cod, for consideration by the board in its 2025 to 2026 meeting cycle. To ensure the proposal book is finished in advance of the board meetings, the board sets Thursday, April 10th, 2025, as the proposal deadline. Proposals may be submitted online, by mail, or fax. If you'd like to submit online, information is at www.adfg.alaska.gov. By postal mail, ADFNG Boards Support Section, P.O. Box 115526, Juneau, Alaska 99811-5526, and fax 907-465-6094. All proposals must be received by Thursday, April 10th, 2025, at the Board Support Section office in Juneau. A postmark is not sufficient for timely receipt.
Yeah, a little technical stuff going on right now. We should be back on air really quick here. And just clearing my screen is really what I'm doing. No big deal. We should be 3 seconds away from the top of the hour.